Welcome to the Tinnelly Talks podcast, where we dive into the common legal issues facing today's community associations. Whether you're a manager, board member, or homeowner, you're sure to pick up on some nuggets of advice to help you build a successful community in this ever-evolving and changing world.
Hello, and welcome to Tinnelly Talks. I'm Steve Tinnelly.
And I'm Ramona Acosta.
And today we're going to be discussing our exciting new initiative, the Community Association Manager University, or CAM University. This is super exciting, Ramona. And this is an interesting podcast because usually we have somebody else from the industry in the room that we're talking to. And today I'm actually just talking to you because this is your initiative. And I know a lot of people have been asking questions. There seems to be a lot of excitement, and I know a ton of work has gone into it. So today I would just love to have a discussion, a quick discussion on what it's about, why the need, what we're hoping to achieve with it, and what people can expect and benefit from it. So tell us about it. Tell us about what is CAM University.
It's going to be the Harvard University of HOA management. That's the master plan.
I like that.
What we really wanted to do is we wanted to focus on manager education specific to California and California law. There is no other California law firm that is going to that has anything like this. There is only one other law firm in the country that has anything like this. So I'm really super excited about it. I felt like managers just aren't getting the level of education that they need, the quality of education and training that they need in the HOA space. And us being an HOA law firm, who better than to provide that type of education and opportunity for them?
Well, yeah, definitely not just us as an HOA firm, but what about you and your experience? I mean, before you came and started working with us over 10 years ago, let the audience know, what was your background?
Yeah, so I was a manager for 19 years before I joined the firm about 10 years ago. I'm a PCAM. I'm on CAI's national faculty, and I teach the M100. I have had a passion for professional development for the vast majority of my career, being the director of training and education at a couple of different management companies. And so I feel like since COVID, managers just haven't been able to sit in a classroom with an instructor and receive California-specific education and be able to ask questions from that educator, collaborate with other managers, learn from each other. We just haven't been given that opportunity. A lot of this is because of COVID. We went online, we went virtual, and we haven't been able to come back and get into that live training type of situation. And I feel like it's just left a gap. And I've spoken with several other management companies, CEOs, directors of training, and they feel the same way, that there's something that's missing. There's a level of our education and our training that's missing, and they're looking for it, they want it. And so it became a passion project over the last couple of years. It's something that I just really wanted to do for them.
Yeah, well, I've witnessed firsthand how much you've worked on it. And we've talked about it, you know, in my time in, you know, volunteering for the industry organizations, we've always thought about, how can we help elevate kind of the professional standards and do more professional development? Because we see, unfortunately, too many times managers that, you know, get working with communities and haven't really gotten the benefit of the education. It makes their job a lot harder. It puts the community in a tough position. It puts all the vendors in a tough position. So personally, I love this. It's not only something that's exciting and modern and new, but the whole idea is to kind of raise the level of what it is that we're doing. So what can a manager, you know, expect as compared to what the current offerings are versus if they say, hey, we're going to take it's the foundations of community management,
yep,
course, right? That's,
yep,
the base level course for CAM University. What can they expect in terms of how the program will be a little bit different? I mean, you're obviously going to be instructing it. What can they expect over what they might have heard, you know, other people's experience being with other courses?
Currently, there's two types of courses that you can take, right? So you can either go to CACM, and there's the BAM course, and then there are the four law classes plus ethics. Or you can go to CAI, and you can take the M100 course. And so CACM's is going to be California specific, CAI's is going to be international, they have an international audience, so their education is going to be a little bit more generic. This is going to be an alternative to both of those programs, and it's geared to be the equivalent. So it's going to be an alternative to CACM's BAM course, or it'll be the alternative to the M100. It's a prerequisite course qualified by CAM-ICB, so they can then sit for their CMCA exam. So they will be able to do all of that they could do before through CAI. But this will be a California-specific course. So they're going to get 2.5 days of California-specific education, case law, corporations code, civil code, health and safety, vehicle code, all of those things.
Right, through the university. I know that there are plans to, you know, expand on the educational offerings, but base level foundations, the goal is to have the managers take the course, and then we have ancillary services too, like the study group and all that super cool stuff that you do, so that they can then get there.
Their certification. So in speaking with a lot of the management company executives, they were really feeling that there's a gap in education. And I tend to agree with them. Because if you are a national brand management company where you have offices in multiple states, most of those companies want their managers to get the CMCA certification as opposed to the CCAM, which is California specific, right? Yeah. The problem is that these managers go and they take the M100 course, which is geared for an international audience. And no offense to CAI, I teach that course. It's a great course. I took it when I was learning to be a manager. It's a lot of good information. But California law changes every year, and our law is so specific. And it becomes somewhat of a disservice because the managers go and they learn information on a national and international level. And then we have to say, but when you go back to work on Monday, it's different. We don't have proxies here.
Yeah.
We don't have this here. We don't have that here. And so even though I'm giving you all this information in class so that you can pass this exam, just so you know, when you go back to work on Monday, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
And that becomes very confusing to a manager who's been doing this 6 months, 9 months.
Right? Yeah, I took the course. I sat for, 3 days in this education, went, took the course, did the whole thing. I got certified, but I really don't feel like I actually got the information I need to do the job effectively. So that's kind of the thought process behind this, right?
Right.
We get this certified, and this was, two, 3 years that you're working on this program?
Yeah, so it took me 2 years to write it, and then about, I think it was like another 6 or 9 months to get it approved through CAMICB. Mm-hmm. Because they're accredited certification board, there were requirements that it had to fulfill. And so, there weren't a lot of modifications that needed to be made because California has the Business and Professions Code, and there are requirements in B&P that says managers have to have 30 hours of education in all of these different areas. And then if you're looking at the CAMICB requirements in order to have a prerequisite course that's approved, it has to have all of these requirements.
Got it.
And our law fit those requirements. And so just keeping it in line with our laws and what we're required to do as managers here, it pretty much passed the CAMICB.
Yeah, I remember when we got the news, we were super excited and super impressed. But it's a testament to how much work that you've put in. And I know that, we've been able to work together on things. But the idea here, as I understand it, we want to get managers certified from the standpoint of being able to get them. You want to be a certified community manager. You want to be able to call yourself that under the code. It's good for you. It's good for your company. But with that certification, there's an opportunity to actually get the information you need to be a better manager day one to actually do your job when you're managing within California. So that's the whole idea. Let's not get a certification for certification's sake. If we're going to invest the time and invest the money in that, let's actually make sure that the manager, when they leave the course, they're going to be able to pass the exam and actually do a better job managing day one, right out of the gate.
And then, they're still going to be able to attend CAI luncheons and courses, and they're going to be able to get their continuing education credits, right? So this is an alternative to CAI's M100, but it is supporting CAI's certification, which is the CMCA certification.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're still going to be able to participate in the industry. They're still going to be able to get those CEUs. Over time, we're going to develop a virtual campus where they will also be able to go online and get on-demand courses to fulfill those CEU requirements. And then obviously all of our lunch and learns and all of our ancillary education, all of that's getting approved by CAMICB for CEU. So the whole idea is that, it becomes this one-stop shop where they can go to a place and they can get all of their training and education requirements for that CMCA level. If they want to go AMS and they want to go PCAM and they want to get a lot of those higher designations, then obviously they'll be able to do that through CAI, and this will still support that.
Absolutely. No, I see it as kind of a, working in tandem and sort of a partnership.
Yeah.
Right. And the same thing with, the management companies, right? As us as lawyers, we know when we're working for a community, we're representing a community. So much of the communications and the ability for us to do our work depends upon our relationship and our working relationship with the manager.
Yep.
So, you know, for us, it's, you know, I personally really enjoy it because, hey, we're going to have an opportunity to really raise the professional standards of managers who might be new to the industry so that we can actually do a better job for our client.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure to subscribe to the Tinnelly Talks podcast at tinnellylaw.com and never miss an episode. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now let's get back to the show.
Everybody wins in this scenario. So it's incredibly exciting. And I know since it was launched, last week, there's been a number of people that have signed up. The support's been great, right? A number of people that have been asking to sponsor.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We've had several different managers and management companies, not just here in California, but people who started here in California and moved out of state. Just really excited for it. They love the idea and the concept behind it. Again, I think it's something that's been needed for a long time. With the current education that what we have right now, you're getting information, and yes, that does that help you become a better manager? Yes, absolutely, it does. But how do you get that California side of it? And it's, you know, in speaking with management companies, it's, well, we send them to luncheons and we send them to, you know, these classes, and you know, you guys come in, you guys meeting vendors, you know, you come in and you do lunch and learns for us. And but how often are they getting that? How often do they get that exposure to that, right? So to be able to have them come into our office, which I also think is great because, you know, we as a law firm and as a business partner, so much of what we do is over the phone and over email, and we don't get to meet people face to face. We only know them through an email address.
Definitely.
So to get them in our office and let them, you know, meet us face to face, let us know how fun we are and, you know, what good people we are, I think that that's going to be a really great opportunity too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so ton of buzz from managers in the industry, management companies, and also other business partners in the industry that are looking to get involved, seeing how they can support, contribute, all that good stuff. Can you give us an understanding of what's going on there?
Yeah, so huge shout out to Lerone from Surf Pro down in San Diego and Art Hopkins from Click to Buy Insurance. Both of them shared our Tinnelly T social media post where we launched this and pushed it out. Yeah. So, you know, the business partners really want to support it as well. You know, to your point, right? I mean, this is a win-win for everybody. It makes everybody better. So we have sponsorship opportunities that we put together. I already have a handful of business partners who have signed on board. And so we're really looking forward to that. We're going to have opportunities for vendors to come into class. And they'll be able to display their information, do commercials, you know, so to speak. We're trying to put together a scholarship fund. You know, management companies who support their managers, you know, that's great, but not every management company does that. Some of the smaller companies just don't have the ability to do that.
I love that.
So we want to put a scholarship fund together so that we can help support, you know, the managers. The CAI and CACM, you know, they have membership fees and, you know, they have volunteers who support their education programs. We don't have that. We're a for-profit company. We have to be able to support salaries and things like that. You know, so you know, that dictates our pricing structure. And so, you know, we want to make sure that that every manager can participate in this. And so that's why we created sponsorship opportunities and we created the scholarship fund so that it's accessible to anybody and everybody.
Okay, great. And for those that are interested in the course and they might be wondering, okay, well, Ramona's going to be teaching the course. What's her background in terms of teaching? And I think a lot of people don't understand just the level of instruction that you were already giving in a volunteer role for CAI, right? As a member of their national faculty. So on average, how many students, and I know it changed a little bit during COVID, but how many students do you think you've actually taught the M100, the CAI, you know, equivalent of the new foundations course that you launched?
Kathy Gonzalez from the Orange County Regional Chapter, she asked me to join faculty over 15 years ago. So I've probably taught, I mean, hundreds, if not thousands of students internationally, the M100 course. Like I said, I mean, I'm little Miss CAI. I love the M100. I love teaching. I started teaching the M202 probably 3-4 years ago. That one's based on association communications. Like I said, I have a passion for professional development. So we're anticipating with foundations, we're going to offer it every month. We'll probably get up to 20 students in person in our office here in San Juan Capistrano, but we're gonna make it a hybrid course. So if you're in Northern California, if you're in San Francisco, Sacramento, you're still gonna be able to Zoom in if you'd like to. You know, if you're in LA, San Diego, if you wanna drive to our office, great. It's more convenient for you to Zoom in. You'll be able to do that. And the idea is that there's always gonna be a course available. So every month we'll have a foundations course. And then every quarter, we'll do our CMCA study group. So theoretically, you could take your foundations course in January, pass the course, take your study group that April, and then be ready to take your exam. So within 6 months of your starting your career, you could be on your track to get your first certification.
Awesome. With brand new, highly polished content that's been developed by you personally in consultation with attorneys that understand how these laws work and the day-to-day, and the study groups as well, delivered in a very direct, personal format that's actually going to not only get you certified, but empower you to do your job better right after you take the course.
Yep.
It's super exciting. I think it's always an incredibly special thing when there's something that you're passionate about and you're able to direct your professional energy towards it, and I'm just incredibly proud of what you've achieved and what you've done. I know this is going to be amazing for our industry and for all the managers, so I'm excited to welcome the first class in here very soon and all the students that are going to come in and just get what it is that they need to really feel good about the career decision that they've made and feel like they know what they need to do to get out there and start hitting the ground running.
Yeah. And I love that you know, the way you phrase that, right? It's the career decision that they've made, right? You know, it's not a job, you know, this is a career. And when you start moving towards certification, right, you start with that CMCA and then, okay, well, then why not take that extra course? Why not try to get my AMS? And now you're halfway to your PCAM. So why not go after your PCAM? You know, we don't have a bench of community managers anymore, right? You know, people who are my age, who have been in the industry for as long as I have, they have found their home, they're in their management company, they're in the place where they're gonna stay until they hit that retirement. You know, so we're looking at brand new managers. We're looking at people who are fresh out of college, who are looking for their first job. These are the people that we're onboarding to be our new community managers. We want to get them young. We want to get them falling in love with this early so that they decide, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is what I want my career to be. Hopefully my passion comes across to them, you know, when we're in class and when we're learning, so that they decide, yeah, this is what I want to do for the rest of my career.
I definitely think that passion is going to come across. For those of you listening, Ramona's been smiling this whole time. I mean, she's definitely all about this stuff. And I've seen her in action when she teaches these things. And it's great because you have somebody who's instructing who really is concerned and mindful and wants to make everybody succeed, because you've been doing it since, what, 19 years old?
Yes.
Been in the industry doing it. So you're obviously a believer. You've developed and you've obtained basically every award and every level of certification imaginable. And now here you are given an opportunity to kind of pay it forward, right? And be able to kind of help develop and elevate the standards of the next phase of community managers within our industry. So I'm excited to watch it, to hopefully be a part of it.
I'm appreciative of you and Rich and the firm for giving me the opportunity to do this, for being so supportive of it. For the investment of time and money that has gone into building out our training room and building out our website and everything that the firm has done to support this and to support the industry as a whole, I just think that is pretty amazing. And I just wanted to say thank you to you and Rich for that.
You're very, very welcome. Well, I think that's all we have to talk about. This was a fun and interesting show, super exciting project. I'm sitting here, Ramona's usually doing the interviewing. I'm doing the interviewing this time. And hopefully I did a good enough job.
You did great.
Okay, good. All right, well, good. I got that going for me here on a Monday. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for listening. We'd also like to thank Mark Evangelista, a member of our marketing team, who's basically been Ramona's right hand, producing so much of the digital content, web content, and really helping get the university launch off the ground. You've done a phenomenal job, Mark. It just works so hard and everything looks fantastic. Make sure to visit our website at tinleylaw.com if you haven't already, where we will break down this episode. And then also at tinleylaw.com, there is the page to CAM University, where you can see all of the great information that's there, find out when the classes are happening. If you're interested in sponsoring, right, links are available there as well. And then stay tuned for our next Tinley Talks.
To share or subscribe to the Tinley Talks podcast, visit us at tinleylaw.com. There you can find links to everything discussed in this episode, locate helpful resources, check out other episodes, and submit questions for future topics. And be sure to tune in next month for our next episode. As always, the views and opinions expressed by the podcast, its presenters and guests do not constitute legal advice. For more information on the topics discussed in today's podcast, please consult with your association's legal counsel. This is Tinley Talks, presented by Tinley Law Group, your community, your counsel.